In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. If you don't mind, I'd like to begin with the fun stuff. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessing on this blanket, graciously and lovingly made by the ladies of this parish. May it be blessed from this day forward. We pray for this cross, that it too may be blessed and honored by your Spirit as a constant reminder of your love and grace. Amen. Amen. This is for you and your nursery. May it embrace you and keep you cozy. Amen. I found it profoundly helpful over the years to carry a cross in my pocket. It reminds me of faith in the midst of the storms of life. And I'd like to present you with your own this morning. May it be forever a reminder of God's love. Amen. It feels necessary to say to you today that the passages that are read on Sundays are pre-designated, decided by the diocese and the Anglican cycle of readings. And at no time does your priest open the Bible and say, wow, do they need that one? That's not how it works in the Anglican Church. So, with that in mind, what is Jesus trying to say today? I believe that what the Lord is trying to say, and may I say, backed up by several commentaries, is that it's not what you put in your mouth, but what comes out of your mouth that defiles your relationship with God, that wounds us deeply and profoundly. So what's the scenario? Jesus and his disciples are eating. They haven't washed their hands. Jesus, with respect and honor, says to those who are critiquing his disciples that they need to be more concerned about what's coming out of their mouth rather than what's being put in. But notice he does not challenge them as a group. He does not question their intellect. He does not question their traditions. He's simply saying, what is the more important thing to consider? What we put into our mouth or what comes out of our mouth? Then he lists an entire list of sin. A word that I think we probably all benefit from hearing once in a while. And he is intensely critical of those that have committed those sins. But then he pushes the envelope and he talks about the heart. And he says that if you are willing to change what's in your heart, you are willing to change your life. It's about the heart. Matter of fact, he says it three times. It was believed at that point in time that our consciousness actually came from the heart. That our decision-making came from the heart. That our willingness to become new in the Lord came from the heart. And so that a change of heart would be a change of focus. And a change of focus would be a change for a better future. Again, he's trying to make the point as gently but as firmly as he can, that we need to be very attentive not to what we put into our mouth, but what comes out of our mouths. We need to be cautious of those who say things and then are able to respond, oh, well, that's just Billy Bob. That's just Sally Sue. They get to say whatever they want to say, whenever they want to say it. And even if they're dead wrong, they never have to apologize because it's just who they are. You and I may think that sometimes, but that is not Christ's perspective. He believes that the words that come out of our mouths matter. The words that come out of our mouths matter. There is a wonderful invitation to be able to use those words to praise God, to affirm and encourage and support each other, and to speak the truth, and only the truth. May God bless you as you choose your words carefully in the coming week. Amen.